Let us worship God. Let us sing in Psalm number 114. We sing the whole of the Psalm. 114, verses 1 to 8, to God's glory. Join together in prayer. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we are encouraged by our Lord Jesus Christ always to pray and not to faint, and to pray in a certain way, not like the heathen or the hypocrites, but to pray according to the pattern that he has showed us in his teaching and indeed in his own example. And so we are encouraged this morning to come to God, who is our Father in heaven, to desire that God's name would be hallowed, that God's kingdom would come, that God's will be done upon the earth as it is done in heaven. We are encouraged to pray for daily bread and daily needs, to pray for mercy, and to pray for mercy towards those who have sinned against us. We are encouraged to pray that we would be led in the paths of righteousness and delivered from the ways of evil. We are encouraged to remember that to God belongs all the honour and the power and the glory forever and ever. And these are things that we well know, And these things, well known, are the fundamentals of our prayer life, and indeed of so much else in our living by faith and not by sight. And this morning, once again, we are glad to be gathered around the scriptures in the presence of the Spirit who inspired the scriptures and who is able to open our understanding and enable us to see those things that are unseen and eternal. And so we begin again our worship on this holy day with these great affirmations of truth ringing in our hearts, and we pray that we would never forget them and never underemphasize them. And so we give thanks, O God, for the gospel in all its clarity and finality, in all its wonderful record of the past and its prophecies concerning the future. Help us to gather together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as part of a congregation that is part of a wider worldwide Catholic Church of Jesus Christ. Every nation, every kindred, and every tongue represented before the throne of grace as we try to come and join with them this morning. And so, our gracious God, help us, we pray, to sing and to listen, to worship, to bow down before the great and the holy God who speaks to us through the scriptures. We pray for the world at this time in its confusion and in so much of its sorrows. We pray for those who rule over us to make decisions that are wise and good, helpful and healthy. We pray for those in the medical professions and research laboratories that they would once again give their skills and their time to the solving and the curing of this particular virus, and to protect the health of the multitudes. We know, O Lord, that health is a good thing. In many ways it is a God-desired thing. And in the beginning, when God made everything, that was very good. It was very good, it was very healthy. Man was healthy, the animals were healthy, the plants in the world were healthy. And we see a world that has come under a curse. Cursed is the very ground. And something has happened that makes our illnesses and our diseases so easily available and accessible to us. We have been weakened. We have been compromised. And sometimes, Heavenly Father, we are taken away suddenly, not only by surprise, but by death itself, in these unexpected pandemics that have arisen down through the long, sad history of our human race. And so once again, our prayer to God is for wisdom, not the self-sufficiency of arrogance, but the sense in which we come to the recognition that there are many things in life that are mysterious, that we cannot cope with so much, and we cannot, by all human research or reason, expel finally the damage done by the curse. But we do have skills, we do have the ability, as those who are made in God's image, to overcome difficulties, to solve problems. And so as we are faced on a worldwide scale again with another problem, may we, at least in part, be able to rise and to cope with it. And so, Heavenly Father, we do pray for all around us today, the sad ones who are already mourning, the afflicted ones who are confused and fearful, and the church in these days when so much misunderstanding perhaps and misrepresentation as to what is happening around us is being presented by the church. And so we pray for the wisdom of Scripture as once again we come to the open Scriptures and seek to listen and to learn and to live not only by faith but to learn to live by love, loving our God, loving our fellow believers, loving even our enemies, and loving the world for the sake of the gospel. So this is our prayer, this is our concern, and this we pray in the confidence that God is hearing, and in his own way and time, he will answer according to our need. This is our prayer now, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to read in the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians in chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we shall read through this chapter. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And so on. Amen. Now we come to the notices, and of course, as usual, our evening service at 6 p.m. and Wednesday again at 7 p.m. and next Lord's Day, God willing, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. and again, we would encourage you to listen in as we try to put these services on air during this time of church closure. We are encouraged that people are listening in, and we hope that you are encouraged by the hearing of these messages. We welcome visitors, of course, to these services at this time, and we pray God's blessing upon you as perhaps you visit us for the first time. This morning is a particularly interesting morning, because under the normal circumstances we would be having our communion service this morning the session agreed before the closure it was enforced. We agreed on the communion dates, and this particular Lord's Day was one of those days. So we will have to postpone our observance of the communion fellowship together until more normal times return to us once again. I just thought that I would mention that out of a matter of interest. And again, always the offerings will be received as best you're able at this time. Well, we continue then to sing to God's glory, and we come to Psalm 115 and verses 1 to 9. The opening verse is Psalm 115, to God's praise and glory.